one of the things I've found that I've been really concerned with lately is how my children are going to meet God, and if I've done enough to provide them with who God is. I worry constantly about that because when I was younger and they were younger, I would take them to church and it was just a thing. They would come with me and they would behave or else they wouldn't get to play their video games. But as they got older, it turned out that they just stopped. I have 4 children, and none of them go to church. I'm not sure how their prayer life is. I don't know if they're getting closer to God or if they even think of God. And that scares me. But I know that God meets us where we are. So I know that one day, because I've planted the seed, they may encounter God. And it may be through their struggles and their pain. It may be because they're hurting. They may find him when they're at their lowest point and they have nowhere else to turn. Like I did. They may realize at that point that they need a savior. They may be filled with the love and the joy of knowing that there is a God that is love, that has always loved them, and that would never leave them because he is faithful. God has more power than I can even imagine to reach people, to reach them where they are. God knows how to speak to the wayward heart. Knows just how to reach even the unreachable, because he knows us in and out, through and through. He was there when we were just a dream to our parents, forming us with love in the palm of his hand. So I shouldn't worry, but yet, as a mother, I do. I worry because when I met God, when I finally met the real God, not just the God that I was taught, the old man in the sky, when I met God in my heart, I was broken and hurting. I was lost. And what a horrible feeling that is. just to be lost and burdened. And as a parent, I don't want my children to ever, ever feel that way. But the truth is, that is how God works. We are all His children, and He knows us each by name. And I can't stop my child from falling. And I can't stop my child from hurting. God uses everything. Everything. The good and the bad. To reach our hearts. And so there's hope. There's hope that one day, in their pain, in their anguish, in their loneliness, in their frustration, that they encounter the one true God, and that they will feel His love bursting from their hearts. And so I pray, because it's all I can do. And prayer isn't a last resort. It is the first thing that I do. Prayer is powerful. I know my limitations. I cannot stop my children from crying, from hurting. I cannot do that. They are on their own journeys. We are all God's children. And He loves all of us the same. So there's no way that He would just let those children that we can't reach fall out of love. They just have to open their hearts to see that He's already inside, to feel the love that He has, the purest kind of love. God's love is amazing, and it doesn't matter where we are, or how we got there, or how sinful we believe that we are, or how unforgivable we feel. Doesn't matter what we've done in the past. It doesn't matter what we're doing in this present. He is love, and His love overflows with us. And His joy is incredible when He is able to meet us where we are in a way that we understand. Where that little lost sheep, the sheep that was found, and we get such a welcoming when we allow ourselves to fall into His arms. I thank You, Lord, for everything You've done for me, for meeting me at my lowest, when all I was angry. And I have all the faith in the world that You will meet my children when they have nowhere else to turn, with the same kind of love that you showed me. And maybe one day, they will fall in love with you, like I did. Hello, everyone. Here is an invitation to listen to my newest release on Spotify. It's called Prayer of Desperation. We all feel it sometimes. So just look up my name, Lara, L-H-A-R-A, and I hope you enjoy it. Until next time, be blessed.